Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you this morning. Welcome back. And so we'll be working this morning on two different Bible stories to talk about resolving conflict. One is about Abram and Lot, and also Joseph and his brothers, Joseph in Egypt. So we'll taking a look at them this morning. So let's take a few moments as we begin, as we do all things, we begin with prayer and invoking the presence of the Holy Spirit upon us. In the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Holy Spirit, come and anoint our hearts and minds this morning. Holy Spirit, come and tender our hearts to your word and to your presence. Holy Spirit, come, kindle in our hearts the fire of your love. Holy Spirit, come and heal divisions in our heart. Come, Holy Spirit, pour out your gifts of unity and peace in our midst. Come, Holy Spirit, open the eyes of our heart to see the Savior who hung from the cross to reconcile the human race to the Father. Come, Holy Spirit, fill us with your presence this morning. And we pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay, so if you have your Bibles with you, we'll be looking actually at Genesis chapter 13. So we can turn there. Story of Abram and Lot. Okay. As you're turning, there's a story about Abraham Lincoln, who wrote a letter to William Butler. William Butler was a hot-tempered political associate regarding the boundaries for new counties. And Lincoln refused to be drawn into a fight. So his letter was dated January 26, 1839. He says this: "Dear Butler, your letter of the 21st is just received. You were in an ill humor when you wrote that letter, and no doubt you intended that I should be thrown into one also, which, however, I respectfully decline being done. My respects to Mrs. Butler and Salome, your friend in spite of your ill nature, Lincoln." Lincoln was the kind of guy who showed strength of character by not being drawn into a fight with a political opponent. So another Abraham also was faced with a situation where he could be drawn into a fight with his nephew Lot, but refused to. So we take a look at this section here. It's resolving a conflict. I don't have to get my way. Sometimes we need to discern when we let go of a battle in order to protect a relationship. So I don't have to get my way in a conflict in order to resolve it. So let's take a look at the story. It's Genesis actually 1 through 18. It's a misprint there. It says 1 through 8. It's actually 1 through 18. So we'll be breaking it up a little bit because it is a little bit lengthy. So we'll begin with verses actually 1 through 7. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into Negev. Now Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he journeyed on from Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first, and there Abram called on the name of the Lord. And Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so the land could not support both of them dwelling together, for their possessions were so great that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle. And at that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites dwelt in the land." Okay, so let's just stop there for a minute. If you look at number three on your out, or I'm sorry, number two, some key words here. In verse one, Abram actually His name will be changed to Abraham, which means the covenant name, the covenant God makes with his people. Abram, of course, was promised that in Genesis 12. The Lord said to him, "Go from your country, your kindred, and your father's house to the land I will show you, and I'll make you a great nation, and I'll bless you, and your name will be great, and you will be a blessing to many." So the name Abraham, the change from Abram to Abraham, ultimately meant a change in fulfillment of the promise God was making to him. He would make a covenant in which the families of the earth find their origin in him, families of faith, that is. So this is where Israel got started. Verse 4, the phrase there, it says, call on the Lord's name, Abram called on the name of the Lord, is worship, where Abram was acknowledging the presence of God in the land where he was, and dedicating and consecrating that land and that in himself and all that was him, his family, his possessions, you name it, the whole nine yards, consecrating that to God. So worship was a key aspect of Abram's response to the Lord. You have to remember just a little bit of background. Abram was probably in what we would call an Iraqi. He was a pagan, believed in many gods. God broke through into his life and revealed himself to him as the God that called him in love and friendship. Now, this was very different from the gods that Abram was familiar with. Most of the gods Abram was familiar with were kind of distant and aloof. And what did I have to do to reach your level of perfection? But this God broke into his life in a very powerful way and revealed his love for Abram, which was personal and yet had a destiny to it and was unique. And so Abram said, "I'm going to follow you. Wherever it leads, I'm following you." And so we have the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then later on this morning, Joseph, we'll see. So verse 7 here says strife, or another word for that would be quarreling, which means there was a legal dispute going on between Lot, his herdsmen, his family, and Abram's family. So there was hostility between the two parties. The kind of hostility, though, was not physical. It was a verbal dispute. Okay, so just focusing on the first four verses here of chapter 13 to start with there. The whole idea of pitching tents, as I mentioned, set up an altar of worship was one of the first things that Abram did in his life to consecrate the area to the Lord. Worship was important because worship would give Abram a real perspective on the Lord's plan and purposes. And then verses 5 through 8, it says that Lot with him who went with Abram also had flocks and herds and tents. Okay, so Abram, his whole quest was to be a peacemaker. He recognized the situation and the conflict that was unfolding. He knew the land could not support both families. So Lot's herd could not live together. The land could not support the amount of blessing that God had brought to both families, which was immense. Herds and just the amount of wealth and possessions that both families had. They both lived in close proximity. So Abram saw all this unfolding before his very eyes. Lot, on the other hand, was a troublemaker. That was his nature. And so we see him in this passage here making, and we'll continue to read, see no effort on his part to resolve this conflict or make any effort to resolve the conflict. So Abram, as a peacemaker, is someone who is actively seeking to reconcile the people to one another and to God. Okay, we're going to hold off on the question. We're going to combine the questions a little bit this morning, so we'll come back to that. Let's pick up with verses 8 through 13 here in your text from the scripture, and we'll read that. Then Abram said to Lot, "Let there be no strife between you and me, and between your herdsmen and my herdsmen, for we are kinsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes and saw that the Jordan Valley was very well watered and everywhere like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. in the direction of Zorah. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the Jordan Valley, and Lot journeyed east. Thus they separated from each other. Abram went or dwelt in the land of Canaan, while Lot dwelt among the cities of the valley and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now, verse 13. Now the men of the Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. Okay, so let's take a look at verses 8 through 13, just a little bit more in depth here. First of all, Abram valued relationship over location and possession. Very important understanding about his heart, that he valued relationship over what was immense possessions and immense land. And you have to remember, land for these folks at this time was everything for them. It not only was their future, it was their destiny, it was where their families would live, it was where, it was maybe sort of like a little bit of a affinity with this nation when people were beginning, like in the 18th century, beginning to move west, and land was everything. It represented future and destiny. It's kind of like how it was for Abram and Lot. Lot valued his rights over relationship. Two opposite viewpoints here, and two opposite ways of understanding what is valuable. You know, Lot made three mistakes. He chose himself over others. He chose his occupation over his family. That was the second mistake. And the third was he chose the immediate over the future. Remember, he's the one that settled near Sodom. And he knew the people there were great sinners against the Lord. But he chose to go there anyway. And the reason for it is because the Jordan Valley was like, it was almost like, in their minds, the Garden of Eden. It was so so wealthy and so promising. It was your heart's delight. It was like the dream come true kind of thing. So he had three misplaced priorities. And he chose then those priorities over relationship with Abram and his family. Looking now at verses 9 through 13, let's look at Abram's response to Lot in all this. Picking it up with, Abram says, "Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If I take the left hand, then I will go. If you take the left hand, I will go to the right. If you take the right hand, I will go to the left." So Abram's response was, "I'm giving you the choice here." It wasn't that Abram didn't care. I mean, it wasn't like this nonchalant, you know, kind of like, I don't care, almost this nihilistic way of thinking, you know, nothing matters kind of thing. That wasn't at all it. Abram was as much interested in living in a land that would bless his families and see all that grow and develop well beyond him. But Abram trusted the Lord and the Lord's call to him and the promises the Lord had made to his life. He trusted the Lord to be a provider for him. He found that God was the rewarder of his life, not Lot. So he sought the Lord's heart and the Lord's way and preferred relationship over possessions and location. Lot trusted himself. We won't cover it today, obviously, because it's beyond our scope, but it would cost Lot dearly, as he ultimately had to flee from Sodom and Gomorrah with his family. So Abram worked his way through this conflict because he looked at the Lord as the provider for his life, could give Lot the option, choose, knowing that if Abram walked in the presence of the Lord and followed the Lord's heart, then the Lord would bless him wherever he was located, wherever the land was, because that was the promise he had made to him. So Abram began to negotiate his way through this conflict with a peaceful resolution because he trusted in the Lord and trusted in his provision. Okay, so let's go into your small groups around the table and talk about, we have two questions for you this morning. So the first question is, when has a time of prayer changed your understanding of a situation or changed a course of action? Remember, Abram worshipped before he entered into the negotiation with Lot. Abram's change of mind came through his worship. So that's the first question to think on. If you look at the following page, turn over, the very top there, the question is, what keeps us from approaching conflict the way Abram did? Okay, we'll give you a little bit more time in your small groups this morning to talk about both of those questions, so you can go at it.